Hello.
Hi, this is Jody with Omax Health. You requested a callback. How may I help you today?
Well, this involves the update of information on my account with the Omax.
Okay. May I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Noel, N-O-E-L. And the last name is Schwertfeger. That is S-C-H-W-E-R-T-F-E-G-E-R.
All right, thank you. All right, I'm going to spell your last name back to you. S-C-H-W-E-R-T-F, as in Frank. E-G-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I didn't locate an account with that first and last name. I didn't locate an account with this first and last name. Okay, so tell me what you're calling to update the account.
What do you need, hon?
No, so you said that you were calling to update your account. Did you receive a notice?
Yeah, I got a letter from Omax. Says, does Omax have your updated contact info? So it said to call in, and I did. And everything has remained the same.
Okay. I have the phone number on the account, 304-639-7496.
Correct.
Okay, and I'm not locating an account with this. So what product do you order from Omax?
I order the Omax 3.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you happen to have an email address on the account?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's the same as my home address.
Okay. Do you use any other telephone number?
No.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. When's the last time you made a purchase?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
It's been a while.
I'm on automatic refill.
Okay, all right.
I have been for 20-some years.
You wouldn't happen to have an order ID number or maybe an you don't have an email coming from us.
I don't see anything here on this information.
Okay.
Nothing has changed. Everything is the same. I'm just calling because the letter stated to update your information. Well, nothing has changed, so I assume that everything will remain as it is.
All right, so I didn't locate a subscription. When are you expecting that next delivery or next purchase?
I have no idea. It's all been done automatic. It's worked great, and I have not had the order. It just comes in automatically.
All right. So we updated our system, and we have made changes. So to remain with a subscription, it will require an email address. And that's why I would like to locate this account so that we can stop any delays, you know, go ahead and avoid any delays. Let me see.
Uh-huh. Well, do you need any other information? The mailing address and everything is the same.
Okay. So I'll see if I can search by mailing address. I don't think I can, but we'll give it a shot whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm sure. I've had no trouble. I've been getting it for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we updated our system. We were fully updated around May. So if you haven't received any products since May, it may affect your next shipment. I want to locate that for you. So I'll take that mailing address whenever you're ready.
The mailing address is, pulled a blank. Just a minute, hon.
All right.
762 Lazear, that's Lazear. The second word is Wilhelm, Wilhelm Road. Lazear Wilhelm Road. Wheeling, West Virginia, 26003.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Nope, it's not going to search that way. All right. All right, I'm gonna try to search by your zip code. Maybe that may give me something. And how is it? How is the letter addressed on the front? It says your first and last name.
Let's see where it is here. It got a middle initial on it, R.
Okay, that shouldn't have any. Okay, well I'll try that. Yeah, let's try put the R in there. Don't think this is it.
Oh, I see a mistake in the spelling of my last name.
Okay.
They have an S instead of the F.
Okay. Let's try that. There we go. That was the problem. Okay. And sometimes, you know, I'm guilty myself. I will mistake it. I didn't do this, but I have mistaken the S for an F. Let's get that updated so we don't have that issue again. I located the account, waiting for the address to pop up. Here we go. Yep, verified the address. The phone number on the account, 304-829-4218.
That no longer is functional. I use a cell phone exclusively. It's the number I'm calling on now.
Okay, I'll get that updated for you. All right, and let's have your name updated because that can cause problems in the future. Okay. There we go. All right, so yes, this is for the Omex 3 Ultra Pure, and you're due for that next order in 12 days. So to remain with the remain on the subscription, it will require an email address. So do you have someone else in the household that may have that, have an email address you could use for the purposes of remaining with the
subscription? No, I don't, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So in the future, if the subscription is delayed, you may want to call back and hopefully it won't be, but, over the next few months, they will stop the subscriptions. You'll have to call back in at each time you want to place an order. So you are receiving that. Let me see it. The frequency of it.
I'll have to call for each prescription?
Right. Every 2 months, if you would like to remain, yeah, you'll have to call in and place a one-time shipment. I know.
Wonder why they're not doing automatic shipment, because to me, I would think they'd lose business if you got a call in each time.
Right. I think it just has to do with the technology, you know, migrating to the new system. It's easier to keep track with those subscriptions. And a good thing about having your email address on this account is you're able to receive your tracking information, coupons, and discounts. So I'm not sure the exact reason, but that sounds like.
Well, I don't have email, so that eliminates that.
All right. So next order date is August 6th. If it does not bill on August, but by August 7th, give us a call back in, and you would have to place a one-time shipment each time.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, we have everything updated, and thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.